Dubai Eye
103.8. In Dubai this week, presidents, prime ministers and more than 400 delegates from over 40 countries have attended the 12th annual Global Residence and Citizenship Conference. The Global Citizen Award is granted each year to an inspiring individual who's made an extraordinary contribution to the global community by advancing efforts to combat one of today's pressing global issues, defined by the United Nations as those problems that transcend national boundaries and cannot be resolved by any one country acting alone. Last night, Henley and Partners honoured this year's inspirational global citizen. And I'm happy to say now that the chairman of Henley Partners joins us on the phone to reveal the winner of the Global Citizen Award and tell us more about the events that are taking place at the conference. It's a warm welcome to Chris Kalin, joins us live on the line. Chris, thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me on your programme.
Obviously, this is the 12th of the conferences to be held globally for global residence and citizenship. And a part of that is, of course, the awards programme. Tell us how last night went and who your inspirational global citizen is this year.
Yeah, it was very nice, actually. You know, it's the 12th consecutive year of this global event. And when we first time did this 12 years ago, we actually had to pay an external conference organizer to do that because they didn't believe that it makes any sense to have a conference on this topic. And today there is worldwide about nearly five events, bigger and smaller, per week. Can you imagine that? So our conference is still the largest and most important in the world on this subject, on residence and citizenship planning. And as part of that, in the evening, that was what happened last night, the evening of the second day, we have the Global Citizen Award, which this year went to Diet Wong of Vietnam, who is really a pioneer there to help with many victims of forced migration in Southeast Asia. Mm. And we're very pleased to have given this award this year to this really inspiring woman who was one of the boat people from Vietnam and in the end studied in Harvard and went back to Vietnam to give something back to her home country. So this was very inspiring evening. And we had at this event this year, we had over 450 registered participants, which was another record breaking. And many other very interesting things. We launched the Moldova Citizenship Investment Program at our event. In fact, pretty much every relevant citizenship and residence program in the last few years was generally launched at our conference every year.
And Chris, in terms of Dubai as a host for this event, obviously residency and citizenship are very much conversations that are had here on a regular basis. It's a city that plays home to over 200 nationalities. Is it a good fit for the conference and the awards?
I think Dubai is an excellent location because it's, of course, a world-class city. The UAE itself, actually, you may have covered that recently. We came out with the latest edition of the Henley Passport Index,
yeah.
Which also brought the UAE passport as one of the... It moved dramatically in the last few years, and it's one of the best. It's now the best in the Middle East, one of the best in the world. So for Emiratis who, of course, cannot have second nationality, the UAE has made huge strides forward. And as you said, there is a lot of people from all over the world in Dubai and coming through Dubai. And there is a lot of demand worldwide for this. And the supply side is also increasing. And Dubai, being strategically located, is a perfect place, actually, for this. Yeah, there's no question about that.
Presidents, prime ministers, delegates from all over the globe have come to be part of the conference this year as well. Conference continues until the end of the week down at Mina Salam. If there's one thing, one message that you want your delegates, all the guests to take away from the conference and the awards this year, what is that message in 2018?
Well, I think it's like what we are actually standing for, that, you know, we connect private individuals that seek personal freedom and mobility with countries that seek economic freedom and security. And this is what this is all about, and actually this is very much what the 21st century is about.
Chris, absolutely wonderful to have you here on in Dubai. Great of you to take time out of your busy schedule to speak to us here on The Agenda. All the best with the remainder of the conference, and thank you very much indeed for your time.
Thank you so much too. Thanks a lot.
Chris Kaelin there, joining us live on the line. Chris is the chairman of Henley & Partners, who organise and host the Global Residents and Citizen Conference, which is taking place at the Mina As Salam right here in Dubai at the moment.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.